I'm outside the Casbah with Vinyl Radio.
So my name is Andrew. I'm part of Vinyl Radio. I play guitars and keys.
My name is John Foley. I play the bass and stellar background vocals.
My name is Matthew Binder, and I do vocals, and I carried the band.
On your shoulders?
I'm on my back. What's your name?
My name is Buddy Rose, and I play the drums, and I don't carry the band.
And my name is Keith Hilton, and I play guitar.
Okay.
That's it. But Keith plays guitar.
All right, so how did the band get started?
Since a lot of this actually gets asked a lot of times of how the band started, and you know, the reason why is because everyone likes, they get together and they like to play music and they all click. So what's cool about our band, you know, is that we all gel really well. We started the same as every band and then the whole world starts, but we all click. We've all been playing for a while, you know, and we all click. I think when we get in a room, a lot of the music we write is all kind of spontaneous or riffs, and we bring it together and we write together. So it's a very band-oriented, kind of, it goes with the sound. It's kind of a more classic influence, rock and roll sound. That's kind of the gist of our band, would you say?
How long have you guys been playing together?
All together, Vinyl Radio as a band in this, the way it is now, since last July when Andrew joined up, and that was the final piece. And that's
Vinyl
Radio.
That was like the piece of the jigsaw puzzle. You're like, fuck, where's that corner piece? And then, boom, there it is. You found it.
It's so
like,
it needed to happen.
It was like, it's like the piece that's under the couch that you can't
you
find.
So together, as a unit, we're like Thundercats. And when they all come together, you know they're making a Transformers movie.
I know.
That's crazy. But two different things.
Yeah. We've been a band for 8 months.
Yeah, we haven't been a band for a long time, but that's what's really fun is it's new and we're really excited when we play together. Like you saw tonight, let's go back to you, Mary Jane. What did you get a feel from us tonight as far as like on stage together as a band?
I thought you guys clicked really well.
Yeah. I thought we clicked.
Yeah.
You know, I'll together on occasion. Honestly. Because I know you're kind of sick right now, but like, what did you feel?
I felt some clicking. There was definitely some clicking.
No, I thought you guys meshed really well. I don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone seemed really dig your set, so.
Yeah. Cool.
You know what I like? I really like that we've only been together, you know, realistically a year is a short time for a band that sounds, has the sound.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's when you're comfortable with it, like I've actually been playing with Keith for, it's been about 15 years. But I'm just as comfortable playing with John and Andrew musically as I am with Keith, and that's like super hard to find. I mean, it is. It's a relationship, and it's hard to find.
Like, tonight, that. I remember tonight Keith did the ending on the Velvet Faces song. It's the last song on that album we made, the Blue CD. And there's a part that he does that's like he hits the feedback and does the knob trick where you go do 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 do, and I did a keyboard riff that went do 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 do, and like I didn't plan it at all,
right?
And I did it, and I was like, fuck yeah! Okay, can I say that on there?
Did you get that?
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Do do do.
I did.
So it's that kind of thing, yeah. If it was some other guy that he could have looked just like me, but if he didn't click. You know? I mean, these guys don't fucking look like me, you know?
Right.
But we still click. I don't mean it in a good or a bad way. I just
That's
mean
funny.
It.
I don't care who you are.
Okay, cool.
What's the next question?
All right, so why did you guys choose the name?
We need to get the real voice of
Keith. Okay, why don't you introduce yourself and say what you do in the band?
Hi, I'm Keith, and I play the guitar.
Okay, great.
Cool.
That was very formal.
All right, why did you guys choose the name Vinyl Radio?
We're idiots.
Horrible name.
I
was totally against it. I thought we should have been called Steel Wool. Thank you very much.
I thought Steel Hookers Wool. With handguns was good. Hookers with handguns.
I was gonna call
that on the top of the list.
I was gonna call it Class A, but somehow
Class A was good.
Class A, no,
Vinyl Radio,
you
know, bad.
It reminds me of Sprung Monkey or something.
It doesn't matter. Bobby won. Bobby won. It's Vinyl Radio. Buddy won.
Bobby's the backbone of the band. That's why he's back in the band now.
That's a good name.
And he came up with the band name, so we had to say yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, he used to beat up people when he was younger.
He's probably the toughest guy.
Now he's a nice bear. Bobby the Bear.
I went from a fucking bear with massive hemorrhoids to a little cozy fuzzy little...
With really with huggable bigger bones.
Stuffed animals.
By the way, bear means big gay man.
Yeah. Hemorrhoids.
All right, so what's with the little white horse you guys put on stage?
That's Trigger. I don't know. Trigger, we've lost Trigger 47 times, and 47 times Trigger's come back to us. Like right now, Trigger is in someone else's car, but we'll get him back.
Oh, you know, it's funny. I don't know how it made it, and I have a basket that I have of pedals, cords, all that crap. It's easy to carry in a basket, you know, after a long time of carrying them in weird places, like in your pants, you know. But, like, I don't know. Somehow this toy horse made it, and it made it on the stage one time, and it would end up, like, on top of my guitar, and end up on the keys. It was really there, you know? Yeah, its name's Trigger. It was a friend's. And then it came with us on tour. Did you guys say it went on tour to Texas?
Yeah.
Did you tell how we took pictures with it every place?
Oh, no.
We're going to do that. We took pictures with it in every show we played, like drinking out of beers and doing dirty things. And so he's a star. He's the inspiration for our songwriting.
Our mascot,
if you will.
How'd you know about that horse, anyway?
I saw it on stage.
Oh, you see? He did. See?
Yeah. Is he up there tonight?
He's always there.
Yeah.
He steals the show every time.
Okay, so the album you guys have got out now is called A Better Time Coming. Yeah. If you had to describe the music on the album in three words, what would it be?
Rock and roll.
Solid. Wow. solid wow.
What sticks out about the experience of putting the album together?
Our recording experience was awesome. Usually you kind of have like a stressful... not so easy experience recording and mixing and everything, and we did pretty much everything live, and then overdubs just went in, and it was like, I don't know, dude, everyone just like nailed their stuff and just had a lot of fun, you know. It's not too rocket science, you know. It was just, sometimes it's a lot more stressful. It wasn't stressful, it was cool, and that kind of is the overtone within the band, you know.
Is there a track on the album that you guys are particularly proud of?
I think everybody has a different favorite song. My favorite song is the last one. It used to be called Velvet Faces. Now I'm not sure what it's called. It's called Blinding the Sights. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Blinding the Sights. Because it's a line that you sing, buddy.
If you get the album and you don't know us, I recommend going to that song.
You really like that.
I like it. My favorite
vocally,
song.
Vocally, you get to go from lows to highs. That's what's kind of cool.
All, yes it all, don't you know it's so easy, easy. I'm the man that you see when you come to the city, huh. You can feel what you wanna feel. Do you care who kills him, it's pretty. Find a side, take a ride, cause we're all gonna die. What a pity.
Song, we don't play it.
What song is that?
I don't know the title. It's something that Keith and I wrote, and we jammed it. Oh, you know what other song I like is Black Girls Reprise, but we never play that one either.
Dude, say one off the CD, dude.
Oh, the one off the CD, track number 3. Yeah, it's number 3.
The Motorhead song?
Yeah.
That one's called, I think it's called Said Sir. Said Sir?
Because it reminds me when I go like, it's on the It just makes me want to throw my sticks and start dancing with some girl and fucking have somebody else play the drums.
You got it wrong. Keith,
this guy.
He says Said Sir on the song, not Said Son.
Oh, okay. No, I said he said Son too.
We named the song wrong.
No, it's not.
You know what we kind of blew? This is like, set the record straight. So we all named, last minute, I think every band has working titles for songs. So it's the, like the last song, Velvet Faces. We felt that there's a lot of Velvet Underground, a lot of faces in it. Mm-hmm. But you can't call it that.
Great.
Right?
Actually, I think you can.
No.
You can't. You gotta be cool and call it Blinding the Sights.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So that's it, dude. They're all bitching. Yeah, it's eight songs, so we actually recorded 30 and cut like 22.
Yeah.
We're like, those suck. Let's go with this eight.
That's not true.
Dude, we only
recorded.
We had five songs going into the damn studio and made up the rest when we got there.
And don't forget about Matt's secret song.
Oh yeah. Well, that's not a secret anymore. You just told him.
Yeah. What's up with the secret song?
Did you hear it?
You just gotta let it. The track play, and Matt's beautiful voice and awesome guitar playing comes on, and he kills it pretty much.
He did it while everyone was sleeping. I just kept on recording.
We all passed out. The engineer was asleep at the controls, and Matt snuck in like the Grinch.
We should say something that Mike, it was fun working with Mike on the CD. Mike Camus has a studio called Earthling Studios that quite a few bands around here have come to and recorded there. And do people listen to this to play music? Probably.
Yeah.
Down in San Diego, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, that you should go record there, because he's good. He knows rock and roll music pretty well.
Do you have any exciting stories from the road?
I don't know if we should record those.
I think you should.
They're censored.
When we played in Albuquerque,
Boring. Within
a block of where we played, there was a girl who got hit by a car, and somebody got stabbed and left a blood trail. Not just like a blood trail, but like there was a drop of blood every inch for a block and a half. A block of where we played. Albuquerque's pretty boss.
Yeah.
It's a tough town. Tough city.
I saw a ring-tailed lemur in Amarillo. I'm telling the highlights. Saw a ring-tailed lemur in Amarillo. We got in Flagstaff, when you order a drink, they give you a pitcher full of whiskey. The next town was Tucson. Tucson was whatever.
It was half raccoon, half lemur.
We got,
and it was all ringtail.
We got a bottle of morphine in Austin. We saw Frohawk in Amarillo.
It was a punk spot.
Austin, we opened for the guys from Television and Talking Heads.
And partied with Kings of Leon.
And we party with Kings of Leon and Spoon, but we're not friends with them. They hate us.
Gay sex with one of those dudes. What was the guy with the long hair?
It was Kayla, right?
Yeah.
That's true. I had sex with the singer from Kings of Leon. He's a homo.
Whatever.
And now I am too.
It's so funny. He's telling me the story and he goes, "Don't tell anybody. I can't believe we're doing this."
Yes. You promised you're going to get me signed? I've seen you do a lot of cocaine tonight. Are you sure you're going to remember this?
Okay, if Vinyl Radio were to write a soundtrack, what movie would it be for?
March of the Penguins.
Yes.
Yes. No, I'm saying, final answer, March of the Penguins.
No, that's stupid.
No, I cried.
How about Bad Santa? Bad Santa?
All right, how does being based in San Diego influence the music you guys write?
We're very close to Tijuana here, so the mariachi influence really comes through.
Mm-hmm. Practice next to some very fine mariachis that are band rehearsal space in Miramar. They're quite good.
How does being in San Diego influence our music?
It doesn't at all.
Do not say anything about the beach either.
It does. The beach doesn't.
No way.
It's funny because we go to cities and you're always kind of like, "Oh, this place is rad, dude. We should move to San Francisco." As we said that when we were there. "Oh, this place is rad. We should move to Tucson." We didn't say that when we were there. No, that's someone else's. Then we're like, "Oh, we went to Austin. We should move here, and we should have moved to Austin." That's the truth. But you just end up like how you live here, and you know how it is. You just end up back in the city because it's a great city to live elsewhere outside of music, you know? So you just end up making music in a city called San Diego, you know?
Okay.
And you're in front of like a great venue. Casbah's a great venue, good sound, and good people, and
I think we should go upstairs and see what the people upstairs thought of our set. I think that would be a great final question.
The siblings that live in the apartment above the Casbah.
All right, when you guys aren't writing or playing music, what can you be found doing?
I'll give you a call. Usually, I do lots of fun things. Me and Andrew went to Coachella, and we broke down the side of the road for 3 hours. And that was fun. That's where we can usually be found on the side of the road for 3 hours at a time.
Sleeping and waking up.
Yeah. I collect ceramic unicorns and take long walks on the freeway at night.
Well, if you're not jamming.
I don't know what Andrew's doing. If he's not playing music, he's making people late.
And if
I'm not playing music, I'm usually giving Andrew a hard time about being late, and then I feel like a jerk.
Yeah, and me and Foley are fishing.
All right, well, you guys got a good reaction from the crowd tonight, so I'm just wondering if you have any, like, fan stories. Do people do anything crazy? Do you have stalkers?
Someone bought me a television.
Really?
Somebody tried to eat my girlfriend's nanny tonight.
Laura Jane.
I was turned on.
Laura Jane pulled her titty out on the bar at the Ken Club 2 weeks ago. That was pretty cool. She's her number one fan.
Well, we got, like, I gave some chick my jacket. And then we lost her. And then the next day, we got kicked out by cops out of a parking lot in Austin. And then she called and left a message saying, hey, our family owns this house. We can give you guys the keys. So we had a house ourselves for like 4 days. That's a lot of trust, you know? And I could say a lot of other things, but if she hears it, I can't say that.
Okay, who is everyone's like musical idol and why?
Mine's probably Andrew. Because he's good at music and I don't really play that good, but he tries to show me stuff sometimes. And then I'm psyched.
Okay.
But then I don't usually do it that well. But I still have to say he's probably my musical idol. Because I don't know that many other people that are good at music.
Billy Idol. Good.
I drink beer and eat meat.
Ronnie James Dio.
Man, I'm healthy as hell.
And Jack Black.
You kidding me?
Jack Black?
Yeah?
Solid fuck, gold. Are you kidding me?
That's your idol?
Sing like a motherfucker.
Tom Petty.
That's cool.
Or Neil Young. Neil Young's pretty rich.
Yeah.
So do I.
Neil Young, when he's playing live and he's like, don't listen to me. Like with his head down, his hair hanging down. And super aggro.
Like he snorted like mountain.
Yeah. That is my idol, too. That's where we all connect. We love cocaine rock, dude. That's what we like. Our band.
They redid it and they fucking airbrushed out. Somehow fucking Neil Young had just had fucking icicles of cocaine.
No way.
And the latest version that's on fucking like Bravo or whatever. It's airbrushed out like they're not there anymore.
No
way. But they used to be there. God fucking
Mark
knows
had an
it.
Old one. I bought the new one.
Compare the two and watch Neil Young's nostrils.
We can put that in there that people that are, if anyone does listen to this, that they
devil.
Should buy Last Waltz. It's most epic, one of the most epic rock and roll documentaries. It's the band.
Yeah, fucking.
And like everyone plays
Neil
with
Diamond
them. I mean, Neil Diamond,
Neil
Young,
does rock.
Clapton. You know, people that were really good at what they did.
Okay, what are you guys working on now, and what's your ultimate goal?
Oh,
I hate working.
Go for that.
I really hate working. I'm really bad at it.
No, we're talking about the music.
I am talking about music.
You do not have to work.
Because I get fired all the time. I'm a really bad employee. I can't work a job.
No, we're talking about the music, man.
Yeah. So the end. I'm talking about all of us.
Yeah.
End of the line, just be able to do this and not have to go to work.
Cool.
Even if you're
amped and you're ready to get as serious as you want to get with it. Writing while you sleep. Yeah. I would say
I don't want to be on a date with a hot chick and have somebody random ask my autograph.
You know what the goal is?
Yes.
Go toward Japan and
the San Diego Sports Arena has horrible sounds, so we want to play there and blow the ceiling off the fucking place so there will forevermore be good sound at the San Diego Sports Arena because it fucking sucks.
Arena. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Okay.
But we don't want anyone
and we'll
hurt.
Jump, we'll fly in from parachutes after that.
Yeah,
when we come back to play.
For the encore.
Yeah.
Encore. Skydive. Yeah. Skydive with guitars in our hands. But the dude Kiss never even did that shit, dude. That would be cool. That'd be fucking rad. Someone would bail. For sure. Someone who's got bad luck. Yeah. Who's got a good question. Who in the band's got the worst luck?
Get into a tangle, your parachutes would fucking tangle.
So we have the worst luck.
And fucking Bob Foley and I would finish the show with Chitlins con Carne.
Yeah.
Fucking three piece.
Me and Keith would have to untangle you guys.
Yeah.
Who would sing? Would it be Keith? Would you be the singer?
No, there's no vocals.
All right, no vocals.
I'd end up with
sounds like a
some
shitty
stupid
band.
Things into the mic, and we'd fucking call it a night and call it a band.
Okay, well, I always ask my musicians the same three questions. So, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
Soil.
Soil is a good one.
The rock lock.
Wait, what
rock
is that?
Lock. Rock lock.
That's reserved for rockers only.
That's why I can't say it.
That's the, no, it's a
that's
thing.
That's the rocker that handshake.
You can't show it over a podcast.
That's the rocker.
It's, oh,
the,
wow.
It's the beast grip. I would say, well, not a saying, but an invention, the macrowave.
Yeah, what's that?
It's a really big microwave.
All right, what's everyone's drink of choice?
I like 77s.
Just Jack room temperature, nothing else. No ice, nothing.
Bobby's Jack Daniel urine.
Well, then it's diluted. I mean, it's not a good buzz.
No, I think whiskey's good. How about you, Matt? What do you like?
I like iced tea. Tonight I had whiskey and beer and water on stage. I had all three because I like a diversity.
Yeah, white Russian. But the Arizona iced tea came out with the one with apple in it now. That's fucking delicious.
Oh my gosh, no way.
For 99 cents. It's like that ginseng iced tea with apple flavor in it.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, 99 cents, what the fuck? You can't go wrong.
What's the last question that you ask all your band?
How do you guys feel about eyeliner?
I dig it, but my wife
on male or females?
Either.
On females, it looks good when you cry. What about males?
No. Seriously, it's pretty lame.
Heather wants to put eyeliner on us.
Band, guys.
I want to wear eyeliner.
We got a buddy. Actually, it's these fishy guys' buddies. His name's Nick, and he's in the process of... He was a heterosexual male, and now he's an openly gay male, which is fine. And the turning point for himself was when he put on eyeliner at the makeup counter at the mall.
Oh.
And that's when he knew he was gay. And that's what I think of eyeliner. That's like the turning point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're not gonna wear eyeliner. I thought you were gonna start doing that.
If I go gay, I will.
Okay. All right. Do you guys have any final words for anyone listening to this or any of your fans?
I'm sorry.
I hope they listen. I hope they hear our music and come to a show, because our live show goes hand in hand with the recorded music, and so that's like what we do. So we'd like to see them at the shows.
When you go to a store and buy your new favorite CD, buy a local artist too. Don't just walk out with all the new bitchin' Franz Ferdinand. Pick up a fucking...
You don't like those guys?
I do, but pick up a local CD too. I always try to do that. You
could probably find them for free.
Yeah, actually.
People just want their music to be heard.
Yeah.
You know?
Outside.